November 27, 1977,
on Sunday.
It was originally the prophet. But if we say that the Ekomatri is, so then his intention is to be Matris, so then he's Matris in the concrete. Not concrete. So it has to be the way it is now. That's the existence of the concrete. The way it is now, not the way it was before. But if we say we call a Matris, so just as one could be Matris in called in Mazet, even though there is no concrete call in the world, but he's Matris in the idea of the call in Halishem. So even when he has a concrete call before him, so each concrete Kohen is a representative of the Halishem. So if we say be Ikekomatris, it means that even if the Kohen, a certain particular Kohen, is before not on the table, is that force is not how in the concrete, but that force is how in the Halishem, of which this concrete is a representative. Now, but the question is, how will the Rambam explain this Gemara of Izeu Yisraon Batei? Gemara says, please, Izeu Yisraon Batei, or Ma'arei Mishore Yichu Post, Mishore Yashve Yag, Kiyem Shem Yifiot, Kiyem Shem Yifirat, Kiyem Shem Yag Ben Zayim Nachitam, Kiyem Shem Yishio Shvayim Yichu Bono, Vio Masmur Yerushalom Yisrael Yehudom, Lav Tidim Yikot Echad Yishav Yizrael Yehudom, זה העבודה בלי כתוב לחבישה בדרך העיר, וכתוב לא עושה, שמה מנובית, כי הוא מעטפיץ. כמו אם זה תרגע, תשמעו לא הכי נשמע. הוא אמר, שמעו לו שלא לפה מייסיים ואיץ. So every other thing is, is enough, is enough. And the other thing of the was, that not every other thing is, but just the other thing is of 20 years ago, when his father was Mishnah, when his brother was Mishnah, and the other opportunity intervening, seeing the fear of his father or his rabbi, so will not know. So that is all why if we say that the shadow of the Gemara Betel Komatris, or Betel Komatris is whether is Matris in the Hefte the way it is now, or is Matris in the Hefte the way it was originally. But if we say that the Shaila of the Gemara is not whether it's Matris in the Hefte the way it is now. The way it is now. Or the way it was originally. But the Shaila is whether it's Matris in the concrete object or in the abstract, in the Halishem, of which this concrete is a representative. So what Shaila does it have to they have to consider something else, whether the day that is already gone is considered as considered as something concrete or not, but it has nothing to do with this child. So one way of explaining it is that according to the Rambam too, basically, the Shaila is in the Heterek Matris, whether he intends to be Matris in the Hefte the way it is now. The way it is now, like all the others. But the Rambam makes one point, by the way. The Heterek Matris means, why should we say the Heterek Matris? So we have to say that here comes that his intention is to be Matris in the Hefte the way it is now. If we say that here comes, but if we say the Yitzchak Matris, so then obviously his intention is not, his obvious explicit intention is not to be Matris in the Hefte the way it is now. Because
So then it would be interesting the way it was sometimes. So if we say Bepirek HaMatri, so then the Pshat is that his intention is to be Matris in the Hefzeh the way it is now. If we say Bekorek HaMatri, so it means that his Matris in the Halashem of which this Hefzeh is represented. So Memele, now in the case of Sar Shlomi, when he has on the table, so then, if we say that he is a matriz, so his intention is to be matriz in this particular object the way it is now. But when he's matriz in the game, then there is no game before. So what is the equivalent of the Telekom matriz vis-a-vis game? Regarding both the South of the Shlomi, so the Telekom matrix means his matrix in this Hefze that is before on the table, the way in its present state, the way it is now. Now, what is present state? Lachas Kedomi. So it's head there. So it doesn't become us. But when we have to apply this concept of the Telekom matrix vis-a-vis a Yehi, so there is no single yay that is before him on the table. So, in other words, the closest thing, in other words, if his father was Mr. 20 years ago, I would be listening. And so what is the closest yay of our listening? A year ago. The last hour, the relatively closest our listening. If we say Beteira Kamatis, but if we say in case of Psalzit Cheshvomim Lachazrike, we say Beteira Kamatis, that means that we don't say that the atrocity is in the Hefzeh the way it is now, or in the Hefzeh that is closest. No, but we say the atrocity is in the Halishem. That was even the Halishem. Now the Halishem, so this is what he wants to say. Take it on the last evening, he's going to the Halisham and he's the answer. Yeah, for that, he gets to the Halisham and the Tate. We could tell you also. So, still it says Osea, because if it's the Telekom actually, so then, in the case of Sazi performing with Ono, so Beteira means the closest before him. In the case of Yeshemiz Berabe, Yeshemiz Yodi, also the closest before him. But what is the closest day? Arabism. The last Yorosai Arabism. Not the 20 years ago, when his father was Mr. or his Rebbe was Mr. So it's an Arabism, Mr. Kamasi. So, and what we don't say that his matriz is the closest thing before him. So mainly, what does he want to be matriz? In the Chalishet? In the Chalishet. So the Gemara says, we shall not go Ubo Meisei Ayimei. In other words, that he was becoming in there, not only the Alev Nisan of 20 years ago, but he was becoming in the Alev Nisan of 19 years ago, and the 50 years ago, and the 70 years ago, up to this day. And now, so when he says that Arini ki yeh shemei zbi rabi, so mimele, it is, so true Beteira Kamatis. And what does Beteira Kamatis mean? The closest hefte. Now, what's the closest hefte? Celestial type. That's the closest hefte. So we can explain it for now. But it's possible to explain this, but if we explain it that way, so it's all about it. All right, it's not bad. But we can explain it a little this way. Now, but I just want to mention certain branches. Now, the Ram mentioned in the name of the Ramban, that the Ramban says that even though here it wasn't Mifshet the Sabaye of Bifekomati or Beteira Komati, but It was Nietzsche. It was Nietzsche. It's Aina, same as I. And there the Gemara says, the Sefer Matris will be Tame. They will come to the Chumbo. So we should have moved the Sefer Matris, but on also, who tell him, so he may not marry us there. Or the Master Mut, we come to the Tame Matris, in a half a week share. Elo going the Bible to the Muchakoso. In other words, the Gemara has a Bible. Let's say, suppose, Ruben said, I'm not. Then Shimon said, Vani, Kemeis. Then Levi said, Levi was also standing there. So he said, Vani Kemeis. After Shimon said, Vani Kemeis, Levi said, Vani Kemeis. Then Yehuda said, also standing there. Also said, Vani Kemeis. Then Yisrochah was also standing there. And he also said, Vani Kemeis. And then Zvum was also standing there. And he also said, Vani Kemeis. So the question is, let's say, beyond the last one, the whole family there, and he was Matris. In whom was the Matris? Was the Matris in Yerisei? Besei the Matris. The one that was recovered is here before him, or in whom? So the Gemara says, the Besei the Matris. But on also, let's say Yehudi, was Shein Lechok. So Emmanuel and Mario also, Emmanuel and Mato Mutter. So you saw how in Zvul, Don, Atomi, Don, Oshe. So they are all Mutter. So that's why I am the same Tomati. Because if we say the Yitzhak of Tomati and Yehute, so everybody becomes Mitzvah in Ruf. And Ruf was not Sheila Chochem. So the Mele, who was Sheila Chochem? Yehute. So just Yehute is Mutter. And everybody else remains also. Die Muhas haben sich gemacht, die haben mit Dingen meinen los. Oh, wie kommen die Kamen Matris? In der Hetter bin ich auch irgendwie wahr. So the Hetter is if Yehude. Puter and Zoy in Yehude. Wo sie lochen. So only he is Mut. Alright. So that's the Reihe of the Ramban. That we even go here, the Gemara doesn't even pay But it was Nifshet in Osh. The Ramban passed to that be Tekomatis. So then the Kashi is from the Gemara in Osh. There the Gemara is patient. So the Ramish works. The Ramish works. They are the Tuom Gram, where he discusses Hafose Matis Bishwe, the very long run. Aber Rambam Zal Kota Biluchte Zori, Aber Gam Divine Biluchte, Biluchte, Maskin and Misechet Nozer, the Bisefer Mat. We need a Shekota Skein, the Bible also, Bifere Gim, the Nozer, Bimisha Marin Nozer, Bisham Havir, the Achaze, Vom Vani, Vani, Iko Had, the Havrik Omatis, or you will come a Matis. Vavin Betuvi, הוא פוסר הוכה פשטים לכל חד וחד וכמאס ולא יביקם מניתן יהודה רמצואי ממנו מה הוא עושה ממנו מה הוא מודה ויביקו לבקם וכמאס ושנהי את הנמשך ואו לאי סוי של האחות אלא ועד אמרים הם בביסי זה מאס דהי נבטה דהי נבטה בודרי דוזן תגוי לרמבה ונראה שדה זו רמזל היינה זה לא יסמכים להאמין בשיטה סרמבה בשיטה זווים וסיינה der eine so ist am Kinder nach ihm zu gehen, der Rolle war kommen. Mit der Schule wir allein, sie ist zu gehen mit Chalef, es ist sicher mit Dorf. Wie der Beis hat eigentlich gesagt, und ich habe mich Sommer hallo, ich habe mich auch zu gehen, so die ich mache mit dir, ich habe die Frage sehr lecker gemacht. Und wo an ihm geht, wo auf Lommel, wie an ich meinte, mein ich hatte, und ich habe bei. Wenn ich öffne, also sonst sind alle Nosier, die ich hatte, mir auch so, beide Rolle, mach Hommel, und Matürn, und Rolle, mach Hommel, klar. So in other words, so he says, you know, Shadasa Ramzal, he has reference to the Ramban. But, the, so in other words, the Ramban Shikhi is, we are saying that Ramban is but the Reef and the Ramban, they don't pass like the Ramban. So they don't agree with the Dasara. Alright. So he says, Utman and the Ramban. In Kidvorov, we see Hanishmai in the Maisa also, we should have by straight out in Lozi, also Mr. Kapitola, we should buy Krakomi, we have Shasha Shom straight out in Lozi, and we should have also buy Hamid Kavan, but we won't Bahomi Klau. We should have Smuhova Macher, or Maskin, or Hamid or Bahomi, who we should be sure as the Bada Yevsha. We pick up here, so Israel can come. In other words, Israel and the Reef, she is not like the Ramban, the Ramban, she is not like the Ramban. But, the Ramban mentions a very strong Christ. There the Gemara has an abaya where the Beit HaKamatris, or Bisei HaKamatris, the Gemara uses another word, not the Beit HaKamatris, but Bisei HaKamatris. And the Gemara is stating that the Bisei HaKamatris, so it's a raya that this abaya of Rome Bahome is the Beit HaKamatris. We think of Nira the Rome Bahome, we think of Nira the Maskolador. Umad Maskinon, Bibai Kamut, Kamais, who had the Havre Matris. So that's why he says, like the Ram and the Rim. In the Indian Roman Bachom, the Hosom Shan, the Gufi Mikhokim, Unishum Hohe, Mandoma Bani, I hit the Somakhle Mashi. So he says, no, it's a different Abai. Because over there, the Gemara has reference to the case of Gufi Mikhokim. In other words, Rubin was becoming a Zidah, she said, I am not. Shimon said, Vani Kimet. Levi said, Vani Kimet. Yudah said, Vani Kimet. So then it's Rubin Machlokin. So it has nothing to do with the Abayos Omer Bachome here, where it's one object, one heft, and it's not. Here we don't have different objects. And the Shire is in which object is in Matthew. We have one object, Psal Shom. The Psal Shlomim happens to be in a certain state. Now, and prior, before, it was in a different state. This Psal Shlomim, so, before it was, originally it was in a state of Kedus Rike, now the same object is in a state of Lachas Rike. So the Shaila here is whether he is matricing this object in accordance with its present state, or is matrix in this object in accordance with its original state. There, the Mori knows here is another Abai altogether. Whether he's matrix in one object, in one person, the object is the governor, in Ruvein, or is matrix in Shimon. Whether Yehuda is matrix in Levi, or is matrix in Ruvein. So it's a different shayla. So where the shayla is, whether a person is matrix in the original object or in the ultimate object, so there we are patient. But in this shayla of Rabbi Bachome, whether he is matrix in the same object in its present state or its original state, that we pass in speech a command. Oh, but then he encounters a certain difficulty. Umar. Oh, so he says, Umar, the Maskin, the Bayek, the Maisin, the whole heart, the Havre Maskin, and he knew the Roman Bachome. The Hosom Shani, the Gufim, the Chlokimim, Umishimoche, Mandoma Bani, I would be so much like Mashu. The Avon Gar, the ancient Mace Piovi, is the Yomim Chlokim. So, the Mele, why does the Mori apply this deed of Yisrael Batir to the child of Chomer Bachome, that should be applied in the Gemara in Nozia. That should be mentioned in the Gemara in Nozia. Here the child is, which alias is Matris, whether it's Matris in the Yerim of 20 years before, or is Matris in the Yerim of a year before. So that has to do with the Abaye in Nozia. It's good to Machlokim. So how is it that the Gemara in Nozia doesn't mention this thing of Arim Yisrael Yisrael Batero? The Gemara in Rambachon. So here, the Rambam says in a few words something that is, that represents a very profound philosophical concept, which in effect is the philosophy of Bergson, the French philosopher. So he says like this, the Abba Gavli began to make the Yomim, is the Yomim of Loki, Shal Yehosom, the Yehi Shal Yehi Klal, the Yehi Shal Yehi, Kehle Nesakri. It's not Gufi Mechloki. In Zman, it's not Shayach to say Gufi Mechloki. Because in other words, we don't say that, let's say, that time consists of three separate categories. This is what the Ram says. We don't say that time consists of three separate categories. Ovar, Heaven, Osir. Past, present, and future. All right, we won't speak of that. I mean, it's a convenient way of talking about time, you know, that is divided in three categories, three dimensions. But actually, time does not consist of three separate dimensions of Ovar, Heaven, and Osir. Time is indivisible. It's one continuum. That is really the philosophy of Bergson. But you can be sure that Aram did not steal it from Bergson. He did many hundreds of years before Bergson. So, in other words, time is one continuum. There is no other invenos in time. So, in other words, now you let the castle. It's one continuum. So how can we think now there is a continuum in Krishna's name of Yahweh? Vishnahim of Yonte, Vishnahim of Nikita. So that means Shabbos, the day of Shabbos is something different than the day of Friday. I mean, Friday you're allowed to work. Shabbos, if you work, you're high visa. So how can you say that it's not Gufim Machloki? So the answer is, actually, it doesn't mean that they are individual entities. Friday is one day, and Shabbos is another day, and Sunday is another day. It's one continuum time. Time is one continuum. But on Shabbos, so the time, the whole continuum of time, is in one state. It's analogous to Tzar Shlomim. So can you say that the Tzar Shlomim Lachal Zvikim is a different object, a different entity than the Tzar Shlomim Kehim Zvikim? No. It's a question of quality. You see, in other words, it's a question of state. Tzachlom Vahazrike is the same object, is the same entity as the Tzachlom Vahazrike, but it's a different quality of the of the same object, of the same entity. It's in a different state. In other words, so it doesn't mean time and Shabbos is the same entity as the time. And Friday is the same time, is the continuum of time that we have all the time. So, in other words, the continuum, the same indivisible continuum of time exists all the time. It exists Sunday, it exists Monday, it exists Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But Shabbos is Kadesh, and the other 6 days of the week is not Kadesh. So that means that on Shabbos, the whole continuum of time is changed. And on Friday, the whole continuum of time is not changed. But it's not good in the whole. So in many ways, so that's why this mark of Harini, Harini Shoreh Ubosov, Shoreh Shriyani, Shoreh Shemesh the Obish, Shoreh Shemesh the Rabbe, has no bearing on the Abaye in us. But it has a bearing upon the Abaye of Omer Bachomet. Because time is not Gufi Machloki. It's one entity. It's one entity on Sunday, and it's one entity on Shabbos. It's one entity 5,000 years ago, and it's one entity now. It's the same continuum of time. But there's a difference. There's a difference between Shabbos and Chayyim. Just as there is a difference between Tzar Shlomim Kedem Zrike and Tzar Shlomim Reacha Zrike. It's a difference in state, in quality. But there are no three quantitative dimensions in time. in final analysis. This is what the Rambam is saying. Now, so Menachem Mendel is saying that for himself and also for the Rish and the Rambam, because all those who are really from the Rambam and who say that the Abaye of Omer Bachomet is not initiated from the Gemara Lozer, on the contrary, it needs to be passed through the Zikore command. The Zikore command is because the Pashtet of the Sufi Eviyan Dori is Zikore command. Because the Gemara mentions a number of rites that Zikore command is. And the Gemara is Matzah. So because of that, the Rambam, the Vi, and the Ram, they pass in the Zikore command. Over there is passed in the Sufi command. Because it's two different genres. So what the Ram says, I live himself, he also says, I live the Ram. And he also says, I live the Ram. So we may lay now. So we should say, since time is one continuum, and let's say, the Aleph Beis of Tovshin Lamed Zayin does not represent a different entity altogether. It's the same entity of the time continuum. But every day, it's in a different state. It's like transforming lachas, which are verses, transforming cadence. Now, the Abaye, so the Abaye, according to Rambam, Enoch Nami, the Abaye from Bahomi is whether, when a person is matis, in a certain chifet, in a certain entity, So, is that what the hal on the country, or is that what the hal on the halishet? But the rest, as far as time is concerned, what is concrete and what is halishet? Is there such a thing as concrete regarding time? Is there such a thing? So, apparently, the Rambam Shiti is that by time, there could also be hat was in the country. Now, could one be matrix? In the concrete, let's say, Ruben said, Kikazeo Salah. And then, that Kikia was left. By Ruben, Lisa, or by somebody else, then Shimon would be Matfis in the Kikia that Ruben asked. After it was enough. So if Chaya could say that was his how in the concrete. It's gone. It doesn't exist. It's gone. The Kikia doesn't exist. But by that, it's not a kikia. So if the kikia is eaten up, so there is no country. Then it could only be matris in the abstract, in the halishen, not in the country. Masheinke regabe time, especially according to the Ram in Shuwitz, that time is not to be colloquial. Time does not consist of three separate quantity dimensions of a hidden loss. So in the way we could say that even the day that already passed can be considered as a portion of the country. But apparently according to the Rambam, it only passed. If someone, let's say, if his father was Nifta, in Tokshin Hop, and then he would be recovered the times. That day of Alevinism, Tokshin Hop. So then, that Alevinism, even though times won't continue, but still, you couldn't be matrix in the country, just as you couldn't be matrix in the country. Of the transforming, if now it's Lachas Rikei, it couldn't be matzvus in the concrete of Hidden Rikei. Because now it's in a different state, it's in a different quality. So it couldn't be matzvus. So the main true time is one continuum. But the transforming is certainly the same object, the same entity, and still, that was it couldn't be held in that same object. In the concrete, if it's not going to be how in accordance with its purpose. So in order to be how to be nitzvah in that same object, in its original state, so then that person must be how And the Hamishem, nothing like this. So like a camel be hammer. And like a camel be hammer in time, let's say, so two is one continuous. It doesn't mean that the thousand of Topshin Hall is completely done. Doesn't exist anymore. It still exists, but the Tzachlomim that existed famously still exists largely, and still there couldn't be as possible in the concrete, in accordance with the original state. Only the atmosphere is in the abstract, in the Halishem. So with that is not the same thing. But if he just was the couple of times, if he was just the couple of times, the one just the outer beast of Topshin Hall, so then there couldn't be Hatzvosei the concrete of it. Because the time continuum is in a different state already. That state is gone. But this is what the Gemara says. Now let's see how the Rambam passes. Now there are three shotim in this Gemara. There are three shotim in this Gemara. When the Gemara says, Harei Shalaychot Bosa Refresh the Yayin, Kiyim Shalai Zlob, Kiyim Shalai Zlob, Kiyim Shalai Zlob, Kiyim Shalai Zlob, So, what is that Bosa? So, according to most the saying, the Atfosa is in the Bosa, in the Yayin, in the Eich, not in the Eich, not in the intangible substance, time, the Eich, but the Atfosa is in the bottom, in the eyes. That's the sheet of Moses. There is one washing in the Rajbo, in the second period. In the second period, in the Kedusha Rajbo. There is one washing. That beginning of the second period, and that you doubt. So it says, "Kimin shan yoshin shan yidabu." So now this is the Rashi there, the last piece, and that you doubt. So he says, Kinnik Shaniyoshi, Shanidabe, Bihuli Gassim and Shani, Luli Gassim and Shein, Mishain, Ini Washinada, El Washin Shuwe, Yosan Abdi Achet, Bihinkos of Abdi Shamza, Bikinim Shani Hildashilam, the Luli Shein Eichis, because that Washin Shuwe, the Oishin and Mrs. Kadir, that's of that is out, she each shall of Nitania, Rio by Sheikh of Nim Shemish. Ukiha Hongu, she calls Manshum, so he says, Hare Alai Shaloyich. So, and still it's a good matter. Ukiha Hongu, she calls Manshum, Matka Achise, to Lister after the day, to Lost Achise and Apshe. Bin Nochen Klau, the Hidden to Bin Dorin, Boy is Lost Achise and Apshe, Mali Miska Achise, so she also has me to ask him so. Or in the Dabble. So, what do the Hamasin after Fatim say? They say, the big figures, that even though yes, after the Chesed, but if he just spells out the Chesed, so even though we say he uses the motion of Gabriel, but as long as he spells out the Chesed, so it's considered that he is the Asa the Chesed. And the Chani is, Famao Gimore, of Harini Shaloyechelu, Harini Shaloyechel Bosa Mishraesh, the Yanni Tinei Shemesh Yom. So he didn't say, Bosa Osa Olai, he said, Harim Shleichet, Gavre, Hoshi Gavre. Still it is a valid letter. Why? So the Rasul HaTzafatim said, since he spelled out the Chepet, so the main way it's considered as if he has something. All right. ולא הרבה. וחיד לבידון עם בו ידוס החפצה מאפשי, מהו ימישר החפצה? הוא ידוס עד פלוואת לדובו, הוא ידבר. והנוכן כמשקות סבלם לתמצה, ומה שאיפשו לו כניתניה, הרי יומי שאולי אחוז עושו, אין לי קושי. והוא עבדף כמו קטן ההוא. ולאי מרבעים מרעים פה צור עליי. כלומר, זה נכנע, שאולו בזה יזרון ראש נדרש בגיל, דתי, איפי נמצאי, הוא עבדף כמו. ובתגמור הנימיס, הרי בוסו עולה, כי בוסו בינים של איביון. עכשיו אנחנו אומרים, דעת פה שישחלו לבוסו, וזה יאים, דייך. דייך, תצבון. אינמה, הסקל ראשי, שהוא הפיר השפעה לחיו על בוסו, אלו שאום אבסתם, הרי הוא היום זה, כי אין שמייז בוי, עובי, והוא כבר לא דומה אחיו על בוסו רוסי, אז יאים ואין יאים. זאת אומרת, מה זה הרי בוסו עולה כי בוסו בינים של איתיובי? אבל, הוא אומר, הרי יאים זה עולה כי בין של איתיובי. והוא כבר לא דומה אחיו על בוסו רוסי, אז יאים ואין יאים. אבל, and that's not, so that's the second achievement. But that's not the Rambam either. Because the Rambam explains the Gemara not, applying the Gemara not to a case where Yaakov just bosor and yayin, but where it's become a tiny day. And then the first thing is how in the day itself we got a tiny. And then the Rambam says something else. The Rambam says, כשגימו מחזידון הלוך אל, הרי שמייז ביובי בוירה בהיואי, ונודע שיוצא אוי שי היואי, ונודע שיוצא מייז היואי. נחי אחר בוס, הכל תודה רבי שאני, he didn't take any matter that it should be a complete fast. A complete fast means something more than refraining from בוס על יאי. Complete fast means not to eat, not to drink, nothing. So he says no, but the cause of the shame is just as a vosa, or he just as a yayin. But the two shames in the Rajbo, one must mean is that he as a the day, not by as in the day, but by as in the vosa and the yayin the day, and the other version of the Rajbo is, he said, Hagin of Ayin, Zirkinim Shemim is beyond me, והוא כבר לא דור מאחיו אז בוסו הוא שיח יאי כי עשרה דייאי לגבי בוסו יאי in other words, it's a bit חידש in the second version of the Rajbo year just as there is a loche came in Kiri the Buri so we can עשרה דייאי לאחיו אז בוסו מצד the same a loche as came in Kiri the Buri חבי ויוח so that's considered that you עשרה חפצה so יאי you can touch יאי but this is also an entity. So, and it has to be a Nisachetze. So, just as there is a loche of Kenan Pili the Buri, so Yasser the Chetze the Pe, Lidibu, you can ask a B'yei L'achilas Bosa. But it's not the Shidus Rambam. The Shidus Rambam is, V'lod Ashiyotze Meisi Ayin L'Tzom. And then, the Rambam mentioned also, V'Tzom. But suppose, and all of this in Totsin Ho, his father was Nifter, his Rebbe was Nifter, and he took a letter, he's been covered with times, but he didn't comply with the letter. He didn't test. So then Hatfose would not be high. Why? Because the Hatfose is the Chaleshem times. So the main way, if somebody, let's say, Yema Kippur, of course, has a Chaleshem times. And even if Chas V'Sholem can say, all Jews in a certain Yom Kippur would be Chim Shiyesh V'Sakone, and they wouldn't be allowed to fast. So, it would still be a Yitzhak. It still would be a Yitzhak. But the Yitzhak, the Chaleshem Tzeim of Yom Kippur, is a Bechoso, is not a Levanoto. Here he has to be Matris in the Chaleshem of Tzeim that is Levanoto. So how does it acquire a Chaleshem Tzeim? Funedea, only if it was Nikabu behind the Tainis and the fasted. So then, if the fasted, so the Tainis was fulfilled on that day, so the melee it acquires the Chalishan Tzeim. But if it's not so, The day does not require a halishem tzei. So halishem tzei sofi for rabbi alein. We know that shiotzei meisi alein vitzom. Ula hashoni momar harim ze olo. Kiyim shemeis biyobi for rabbi harim osalechobei. So that first is the yin itself. Now the Rambam passes big commandments. So he doesn't have to mention the ukite of Munodo Upo Meisaye. But apparently the Rambam holds that just as in the case of Sardin Fishmom Lachazri. So at Fose in the concrete could only be how if it would be nitvas in this object in its present state. But hatvose in the concrete could not be how if it should be nitvas, if it is to be nitvas in this object in its original state. Because the original state is gone. So how about a yay? So the kasha of the Gemara is like this. The Gemara assumes, hey, chadomer lavki gemikroi bechad mishade, the mizbe avui. So that means, and all of the nisim, he was becoming the times. And the Gemara assumed the way the Rambam paskins, because the Rambam paskins baker commandments, and he was becoming the times that all of the nisim, top shincho, yem shemiz beyom, yem shemiz berabe, and tombei. So Meile, that Yain acquired the Halation type. So it acquires, so you have in the abstract. So that Yain, even though it's already beyond that Yain, but the Halation exists in something. So it has a Halation type. Just like the Halation of the Psalm Tzikrishlom in Kedem's Likim. So it still exists, the Halation. So the Gemara said, even though all the future Al-Vinicius, he was not becoming the matter. So maybe there couldn't be Atfose in the concrete. So that Atfose could be only in the Halishem, in the abstract. So it's a kind of bigger commandments. Bigger commandments. Because if we are going to say the telecommandments, so in other words, so then that was his heart only on the concrete. What would be the concrete of Yehud? The future of the nations would be the concrete. But the past of the nations, that's not the concrete. So the Gemara says, in other words, his father or his rabbi was Nifter, and Aleph Benissim, Tov Shinchov, and at that time, he made the Neder that all Aleph Benissim, Zatzev Kaladeus, should be in Tainis. Aril Olai Olai should be in Tainis. And there is special halacha of Aril Olai Tainis. He can become Tainis this day, and he can become Tainis on certain days throughout the year, Zatzev Kaladeus. So a person can be mikavu tainis upon himself every hour of the nisim. For an example, atzir kladeh. So this is how the Gemara applies this deal of harim shleichu bosor. So not the rubo meizei ayin meilech that an hour of the nisim top shinchov his father or his rabbi was there and he was mikavu tainis every hour of the nisim atzir kladeh. And then an hour be here. Who he was matris, harim, kiyem shemiz biyobi, alavir. So there are still yema times in the future that were not past. That could be considered as a concrete. But the days that were past already could not be considered as a concrete. Only the days that are yet to come can be considered as concrete days. So the Gemara assumed that this Gemara has reference to the case where he was just becoming times that day and something, and that was his how. So it's a right and big commandment that was his how in the Halishem. The Halishem, so the Gemara says no, that was his not how in the Halishem. And that first is how home in the concrete, but in the concrete. So if all the, which days, which our beneficence are concrete, our beneficence. The our beneficence that are yet to come, these are concrete. So, and that's a Peire, because he wasn't becoming Chinese. So the Gemara says, Vihushenodo Ubo Meise Alibe. So Mimele, it is considered as concrete. So we can say Petire Komatis. But the Rambam paskins Big Komatis. So Mimele, he doesn't pask like this Kimte, Vushenodo Ubo Meise Alibe. That was becoming Chinese. Every hour beneath Natsif Kaladeres. He was just becoming the Chinese. That hour beneath him. On which his father died, on which his rabbi died. And then, some. Because if it's not some boy, he doesn't have a Chalishim say. We don't have that. I just wanted to start the mission. The Eru Mutov, Chul Sheikh Alos, Tzar Chazir, Kavigas Tichobi, the Eru is in Hulu, because it's not in the manner. And we have to be matter it on the basis of Pesach. And the same aloches of Pesach that apply to the real neder, that is how the Raise applies even to this neder, that with the Raise is not. According to the Ram, and Smashma from the Gemara that way, the Rambam is Chayri, so this aloch of Pesach Mokum Acher is limited only to the case of Eilam Ishte, but not to every other case of Mati Vilavos. And from the more it's mashma that way. Time it all machum sheikho. Ho ma lochum lachum o loichum sheikho. Mashma loy lechum lebel e kobm. Mane mas lissen ihre Dreya. Ho lesle ich ola wat ishe meye hen. Velo gab jude. Heiner ishe. So the more says. Ay, the diktone kitsa chazir ad ades kechobim. Doch the diktone chum. Abino ma rochem. Veilu mutom. Kechum kitsa chazir ad ades kechobim. Really, et viuto nechum avamune itecho. Tief sagt Israel, et viuto nechum avamune digmores kashi wolves. Since it's a cause with Rabbi Yehuda. So in the Rashi it's already mentioned that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so lachum, loichum, so it means loichum, they are called. So it's also, why does the Mishneh have to repeat it? So Rabbi Yehuda says, that the Chiddush is, Veyu Luton Kichum, Kipsach Azir, Kavis Chom, Veyu Luton Kichum, Hava Amine, Boyishayle, So I would say that Yorosness in the case of Eilu Nishtari Atalikim, so with Rabbonu Mikwaya Shaila, so in the case of Kipsa Hazir, he also Mikwaya Shaila. So that's why it says Kichum. So by whom it doesn't require Shaila. So it doesn't require Shaila. In order to advise us that when he says Kipsa Hazir, Kavidis Kichodim, Kiris Lubuvim, Unkilreves, Unkitreves, Kishkotzim Ulomosim, he doesn't require Shaila. Could require Shaila. And umike, v'tochu aramin v'yishai, umike v'asuke alvai v'oche, hom niton esei v'oi lo mishtei, harei et alai kiime, prisno et pesach mochmacher, michlau d'ben shom v'ay yishai le, so it's been purash in this gemore, like the Rambam, like the Rambam. Right, that's a kasha. Elo machbarot chum meronaz, in other words, like the first territory gemore. But, from this gemore, there is a kasha against Rashi's pshat, and against the Rambam's shit. Because Rashi's pshat, Rashi's shit in the Rambam shit is that in view of the fact that the Gemara says, sovro, so that means it's only Havani. And then when Gemara says, Tanya, that Taisa mentions, that Rabbeya says, that Lachun, Eichelot, so means, he only lies, so he's osea. So, and then Vaise accords with Rameyer, the Gemara says, so we see that we don't say Miholam Yachimen, so because of that, the Rambam and the Rashi explain that when Gemara says of war, Gemara means that was the Havamine. And then when Gemara says Tanya, Gemara means to refute that. That's a war. But the Kashi is from this Gemara. Here the Gemara doesn't say something. The Gemara says, "Tani b'machum sheikolah." Ho, b'machum sheikolah. Mashlo chulem lekom. Mani. So not so poor. Mani mas nisni. Rameya. But the Gemara says, in positive terms, "Mani mas nisni." Rameya olish b'chav shemehen. So it's a kasha against the Rambam. So the Chamishneh is that kasha, because the Chamishneh says that the Rambam holds that since the Gemara says so poor, so it's only the Havamim. So the Chamishneh is from this Gemara. But the Tesis Lid says that we are not Gaelis. Mame mas nis mi rameya. Ho lesle micholama tishameyehem. Vel rabiudim. That we are not Gaelis. So according to Tesis Lid, we are not the Tesis Lid agrees with Rashi Shitem and the Rambam Shitem. He doesn't agree with them. On the contrary, Tesis Lid, they are the first very agrees with the Shitem of the other Rishayim. That loichu or lachum has to do lachum. I mean, loichum, so the Rosh distinguishes between lachum and loichu. So lachum, that is Yisrid, holds, he agrees with the Ram Shite, that lachum, so only I'll be the Rabbi Yehuda in Soser. Bichol Lavash Men, but I'll be the Rabbi Yehuda not. But for a different reason, he's not there. He says that we are given as follows. Time to machum sheikhloch. Ho, malachum sheikhloch, machum lechulev, elekom, hayel eishe. And all these words, mani maspis in Rameya, ho lesl lechulava tishemeen, velo rabiute, he strikes out. So, apparently, the Rambam and the Rashi, what? But the trouble is with Rashi here. The trouble here is with Rashi, that Rashi here mentions Rameya, ho lesl lechulava. So, I don't know what we can say about Rashi, but the Rambam, we can say that the Rambam agrees with the Tesis Lid that we are not here.
Thursday. So the Rai of Gemore, so Rove tried to deduce from Nezer Pig that it's also that Bikre Komatvis. Because if Betere Komatvis, so as the Ram says, Ramneza Kopore, Ramneza Nidre Pokami Bezrikas Dam. But there is no Isaiah. So the Raya is, so Robert tried to deduce from the Din of Nisa Rupigo that Bikir Komatis. So then, Omer Ravun et Rit Rav Nosen, Benisa Shalaya. So in other words, we can say that Betir Biach, Bide Achshav Komatis. But then you ask if the Achshav Komatris, so then it shouldn't be Osea, because it's Lachas Rike, we are dealing B'neisa Oveilo. So then it remains Osea, even after Zrikas Dam. Even after Zrikas Dam. This is how most Rishin explain the Gemara, but Rashi explains it differently, just the reverse. Now let's see the Rashi. So, one thing that is strange in Rashi, because Rashi in the first portion, so he explains pigul shiyotzachut from chitzosi. That's not really pigul. Pigul means if he had the machshove of chutz l'zmane, that's pigul. So according to Rashi's pshat here, pigul is not to be understood in the regular sense of pigul, which means that he had the machshove of chutz l'zmane. But here people mean shiyotzachut from chitzosi. All right, that's something else. So according to Rashi, here in the first portion, pigul here doesn't mean that there was a machshove of chutz lizmane, but yotzeh chutz lizmane. Upigul she yotzeh chutz lizmane. V'yomah ze kaze. V'yomah da boz. V'onamed lachaz rikaz domim. V'avol shasa keisha akidim lochein v'kotone de'osea alvim de'hashte komatis alvim de'hashte. So Rashi explains it just the reverse, and the Meiri, curiously enough, the Meiri explains it the same way. He says, the Meiri says uliyem bi'o mi'ezeh shel yosov l'luchiyach de'hashte komatis m'neisa v'pigl v'kos al kedai to de'hashte v'pigl shel shlomi m'neisa v'pigl u'makshe she ill hoyunayim hoyinu emri biyikri komatvis hoyolonu lahati amisar azman
שאחס ביקס אדם עד שנעשה נעשה ואחר פי של דאז ביקרי קומטריס הוי אפשרים גם דין הלכין עם סריקס אדם ויוסר שם הוי דודים כל כך למפריע ואין זה יקרי אלו יקר יקרי אמין So the Meir explains it the same way as Rashi, not like the other Rishini. That Rove tried to deduce from the Din of Nisar with people that it's Osea, that we say with the Hashtag of Matris. Why? Because now the Rove assumed that when the Mishnah says, B'nei Pigul is Osea, that when someone is Matris, B'nei Yisrael Pigul, so it's Osea, so the Mishnah had reference to Neisar and Pigul of Shlomim. Now Neisar and Pigul of Shlomim, now when did it become Neisar? What does Neisar mean? Neisar means he left it over. Now, the certain couple of Shlomim, so Shlomim is Necha. Is Necha Lishnei Yom V'Laila Echot, and it was Neisar. It remained. It wasn't eaten within this month. So when can a korban become neisa? Only after achas zrikas domim. Naturally, when can you eat the korban after zrikas domim? So if this became neisa, so it became neisa long after zrikas domim. So prior to the time that it became neisa, it was already muta, because the moment the dam was nizrak. So then it was mutabachile by Shlomo. So, and now it's beyond that stage of the Achazikas Domi. Now it's already at the stage of Neisa, which is a later stage than the Achazikas Domi. So if we say, the Raya of Rove was the Hashte Kopatris, so then we can understand this, why it's also Hashte, now it's in a state of Neisa. So it is affected with the Isa Neisa. So it is Osa. Masha'in came if we say, Beikre Komatris. So Beikre, so then it was before it became Neisa. And after Zrike. So it should be Muta. So he was Matris Nidobara Muta. So the Raya of Rove, so according to Rashi and the Miri, the Pshat and the Gemara is just the reverse of what the Pshat is according to the Ran and the Rosh and Tesis and all the Rishayim. According to the Ran and Rosh and Tesis, the Raya of Rove was from the Mishneh that Beikre Komatris, because Beetere Komatris, so it's Heter. And according to Rashi and the Miri, the Raya of Rove was that we say Behashte Komatris. So then we understand this why the Mishneh says B'neisar Upigol, so it's Oser. Because now it's already Neisar, it's Oser. Because if we say Beikre Komatris, prior to the time when it became Neisar, but it was already after Zrike, so it was Heter. So the Miri has the Kashe. But one of Shachif we say Beikre Komatris. So why should it be Nitves in the original state, the time it was before, after Zrike? So why don't you say before the Zrike? So then it was Isaiah. So that is too remote. So the Miri says, Vein ze Ikre Yalo, Ikal Ikre. That's too remote. So we certainly don't say that he should have mind to be Matris in the most original state. But, because that's too remote, the most original state. So the most original state was before Zrike. Then there was an original state which is really an intermediary stage. In other words, after Zrike, before it became Neisa. And then the final state, well, it's Neisa. So the final state is Osa, because it has a Nisa of Nisa, it's affected with Nisa of Nisa. But Beikre, and not the most original, but Beikre, prior to the time it became affected with Nisa Nisa, but after Zrike. So then it was Heter. So why does the Mishnah say that it's Osea, Nisa of Pigul? So it's a Raya that the Hashtag of Matris. Because if we say Beikre Komatris, so it should be Nitves, then it would be Matriset in the state it was before it became Leisea. And after Zrike, then it was Heter. And in the state that he should be Matvis, that he should have the intention of being Matvis in the most original state, before Zrike, that's Ikar Ikre. That we certainly don't say. So this is how Rashi explained. Now the question is, Adam with the Hashtag Matvis. So if we say the Hashtag Matvis, then it's alright. If we say the Ikre Matvis, so also Lishasakeisha. So it was Heter, Ahazrike, it was Mutabahile. But if we say the Hashtag Matvis, so now it's also Ahazrike, but it's Neisea. So it's not Mutabahile. But the question is, Neisea is not an Idobranodo. Neisea is Idobroso. The Gemara says, so what do we say? That Neisea is Idobranodo. Because that Isea originates in Hegdesh. I mean, something that is not Hegdesh could not become affected with the Isa of Nisa. So only something that became Hegdesh can become affected with the Isa of Nisa. So maybe it's about another. But the trouble is, the Gemara says in so many words, Salgnait Hamine ki Isa Nisa ki Isa ki Isa pi Vihavone ki Matris bidoboosea Vimoyimitzea komashmot. So we see that Nisa is idoboos, the Isa of Nisa. Even though Nisa can only be Shayach, can only be Shayach and Hegdesh, but the Isa of Neisea is not a result of his Hegdesh. Before he became Neisea, so it was Hegdesh and it wasn't Osea. So now he became Osea because of the Machshove, of the Machshove, not I'm sorry. Now he became Osea because he was Meisea, or he became people because of the Machshove. So Meile, that's not it over another. But Rashi Shita is that he, in view of the fact that the Isa Neisea can inhere only in Hegdesh, so Meile it's considered of another, because it is the Isa Neisea is a result of an Eder. Without the Hegdesh, there couldn't be an Isa Neisea. That's Rashi Shita. But the Gemara says the contrary. The Gemara says, Salgai de Hamine ki Isa Neisea, ki Isa Pigol, the Havre ki Matrit of Hosea. So the Gemara says in so many words that the Isa of Neisea is it over us. Now, and then Rashi itself. So then Rashi says, Neisea upigol itzlechalei. They may be Isa Neisea komatris. Velo imitza. Velo have an edda. Kidi binu nela kamon, she matri dobra anodo. Velo imi over us. Komash blon. Haidi koma Neisea upigol. Lavi Isa Neisea upigol koma. Isa kemeisei. Elo beneisa mamesh upigol mamesh dami dobra anodo. So, Rashi himself apparently is trying to explain, to answer that difficulty. So he says, the Isa, so Rashi is saying as follows. The Isa of Neisea, the Isa of Pigol, is a divorce. Even though the Isa of Neisea and the Isa of Pigol can only inhere in something that is Kodesh. And how did it become Kodesh? Through Neder, but the Isa itself does not take effect with the Neder. For I until it became the Isa, it wasn't affected with the Isa. So it became affected with the Isa as a result of the Isa, not as a result of his Kedush aspect. But the Isa and the Isa can only inhere in something that became Kodesh before. But the Isa and the Isa per se is a Dovaros, not the Dovaranot. So Rashi admits that the Isa and the Isa, the Isa people is a Dovaros, not the Dovaranot. But the Isa of people itself, that is a Dovaranot. So we have to understand what we mean. The Isa and the Isa is a Dovaros, not the Dovaranot. But the Isa of people itself is a Dovar, is a Dovaranot. I mean, we have to understand what does it mean. Now, the Mili says the same thing, the same pshat as Rashi. So he says, because Salkadaiti Mineso Pigul Shoswami Mineso Pigul Makshi, Shiyu or Yu Aimlin, Beikle Komatri, so you are Mahatia, Misarazman, Shahaz Mikasadam, Achenas in Asia. But since it's Behashti Komatris, so then it's alright as to why it's Osa. So why? Because right now it's Osa. And apparently right now it's in the Isa Neisea is in Dovo Hanodo. But then before he says So he says, "V'im mitnei shuosa misad apigul v'anei zehrein ze lo derolosa." So he says to himself, I mean, so obviously the Miri will say what Rashi says, that these are neisar is the also, but the neisar itself is the one. We have to understand what it means. Now, in answering the kasha of the Mishnah against the Ran, when the Ran says that if you don't base at the very end, v'chiteime el osa mishemisa komarul mishoneda, so the Ran explains lachum. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we say with Chalav Shemen, so lachum means lachum elosa koma. So it's awesome, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But he has the kashe. But true, lachum means osa. But it can mean osa like chazir, like nevele. V'chiteime elosa mishinisa koma v'loim sheneda. V'haver leikimatim devosa v'loim mitzer afil hoche. Kibni kelemeim ahoche. V'hi kelemeim ahoche. Az lun lechumre. Dikanu tzlam donach. So the mission of the Raskashi is what Bishleime, according to the Ram in Shvuos, that there is only one type of Ikan Eder, that is Matvis in Hekdesh, and every other formulation of Neder, every other formula of Neder is effective on the basis of Yodeh, so then we could understand. But the Ram Chitin Nidorim is that we have two types of Nidorim. We have one Ikra Neder that is on the basis of Atvos, and another one on the basis of Asering, where he asers it, where he himself has it. Not that he is Machliv the Kedusha, he is Matvis and something else. So why does he ask? So why does he say? Because Stam Nidor Lachmir, he doesn't have to resort to Stam Nidor Lachmir. He said also that the Ikra Neder, according to Rani Shmuez, so we have to resort to the concept of Stam Nidor Lachmir, because Stam Oser is not Os, is not Ikra Neder. Ikra Neder is Osa Kikom. So the question is, when he said Oser, what does he mean? What does it mean? Osa Kikom or Osa Kipsachazir? So Stam Nidor Lachmir. But according to Rani Nidor, why does he have to resort to Stam Nidor Lachmir? So I said, that even the other type of neder, which is not grounded in Hatvose Yechil Kedushi, just that he asks it, but even respect to the Ikra neder where he just asks it, he has to spell out. Mi'ikra din, he has to spell out how he asks it. That he asks it the way Edom HaNodo becomes Osir, the way Hekdesh becomes Osir. Not that he wants through his fight that it should become like Psachazir. That not. So in other words, true, we have two types of Nidorim. We have a Neder that is effective on the basis of Atfose, of Chiluk Dushe. So then it doesn't mean that he asks it. He is Matvitzet in Hekdesh. So Mimele, there is a Chiluk Dushe. And then there is another type of Neder where he asks it. But even the other type of neder where he asks it, he's not machliv the kedusha of Hekdesh, but he asks it, so he has to spell out and he has to say that he asks it so that it should become osea, something that is osea through his verbal fight. But not that it should become Osea, like Psachazir. So in other words, even the other type of Neder, of Kikaze Osalai, he has to spell it out. Osalai, how? There are two kinds of Isur. It's Osea. Something might be Osea through the verbal fiat of a person, and something might be Osea because it is Osea, the Torah answered it, like Psachazir and Nevelo Treve. So even vis-a-vis the other type of neder, of osaralai, he has to spell, essentially, he has to spell out and say and describe that it should be osar, as something that becomes osar through his verbal fight, not that it should become osar like something that the Torah declared it is osar. So then the question arises, every time when he just says kikaze osaralai, it might have two meanings, either kikaze osaralai, like Ikom, or Kikaze Osalai, like Psachazia. So why is it Osea? So by applying the Aloche of Stam Nidor Lachmir. And the Raya, that that there is a halacha of the Maranodo, even when it's not by way of atvose of chiluv kedusha, is the shita zaraivet. The shita zaraivet is that haneda b'teiro. So even neda b'teiro, so it's hal, not it's not shvue, but neder the shita zaraivet is. So why? Because the askores of the sefer Torah is in the Maranodo, because the shem requires lishmo, and many rishonim say it requires verbalization too. In other words, in order that the shem of the askores of the sefer Torah should be niskadish kedushas Hashem, he has to say it, not just to entertain the thought in his mind when he writes the shemes in the sefer Torah, that he is writing them b'tiras shem. No, but he has to say harini keseif es askores lishim kedushas Hashem, lishim kedushas Hashem. So he has to spell it out. He has to spell it out. So it's the Maranodo. Now, could we say Chiluv Kedusha when someone is matvis a kikyar in Hashem? Wouldn't it make sense? I mean, what kind of a Chiluv Kedusha could there be? It's the Maranodo, but it's a different kind of Kedusha. So obviously, the raimet would be made there that if somebody will be matvis in Shemes, so he'll say kikyar ze. So according to the Raivet, it's matri in Dovah Nodo. Now, then he'll read that kikya. Will he be chayav called mile? Of course not. Called mile is based upon the fact that the kikya becomes, to a certain extent, becomes hekdesh itself, and is meyo begdeishes. But so by way of chiluk dush, vashein kei. So when you are matris in Hekdesh Mamesh, then you can say Chiluv Kedusha. After all, there is such a thing as Chiluv Kedusha. Lo yachlifenu lo yom reisei, and if he's machlif, so hut mechosi yekedesh. So there is such a thing as Chiluv Kedusha. So Chiluv Kedusha. So memele, every time you are matris in Hekdesh, there is Chiluv Kedusha. But what kind of Chiluv Kedusha could there be on the kikea? Chiluv Kedusha of the Askores, it's a different kind of Kedusha. It's not shayach to say Chiluv Kedusha. I mean, could Kikya become affected to Kedusha Hashem? I mean, it wouldn't even make sense even to mention it. It wouldn't make sense. So certainly there will be no Mile if somebody, the Raimet will be made, there will be no Kom Mile if somebody will be Nehne from the Kikya, which he was Matvis in Hashem, in the Askores. Still, it is Chal. The answer is, the Raivet uses Loshon Atvose, but it doesn't mean Atvose Mamish. It's a Loshon of Atvose. In other words, it's a way of formulation. For example, many of the Shem say that even according to Rove, so there is Atvose Bishvue, but the Atvose Bishvue, as far as Moyahu is concerned, there is no call according to Rove, but Moyahu there is. Now, there is no kom mile by matris b'shvue. So that atvose by shvue is to be distinguished from that atvose by neder. Atvose by neder, so there is one type of neder which has, in its essence consists in being nitves, in hamshochas kedusha and chiluv kedusha from hekdesh. Masha'in kein, Atvose by Shvue, even if we say that there is Atvose by Shvue, so it's a certain formulation of Shvue. In other words, in the Mishpat Aloshin, Atvose is a Mishpat Aloshin of Shvue. If somebody took a Shvue not to eat a certain kikya, and then he was matvis in that Shvue, so it's a formulation. It's a Loshin Shvue. It's a Loshin Shvue. Not that it is effective by Shvue, by way of Hamshochas Kedusha, Chiluv Kedusha. Mashinki by Neder. So as far as as one type of Neder is concerned, which consists of being nitves in the Kedusha of the Hekdesh of the Kom, so there it is effective, it operates by way of Hamshochas Kedusha and Chiluv Kedusha. But the other type of Neder, let's say we said in the Ran, so it is also effective, not by way of Chiluv Kedusha, but there is a Halacha that he has to be tailored in the Dovah Anod. He has to be tailored in the Dovah Anod. So, in other words, otherwise, so that's the other type of neder. But the other type of neder itself, he cannot say just, awesome, Osa like what? There are two kinds of osa. There is an osa like psachazir, and there is an osa like hekdesh. So even the other type of neder has to be spelled out, essentially. And he has to describe how he answers it. That he answers it like a word, like something that becomes osa through verbal fiat. Not that he answers it as something that is osa. Because the Torah answered it like psachazir, and the middle of the So Mimele, as far as this aloche of Tele Bidobrahmadu is concerned, so you can be, the Rai Vichita is, you can be Matris Naskolestu. Because it's not effective by way of Chiluk Dushe. It's not that the Dushe of the Shem is Chal and the Kikya. That's not Chaya. That's inconceivable. But he is Asar and the Kikya. But he is describing how he answers the Kikya. The Kikya should be also through his verbal fiat, in the same way as the Shem becomes Niskadish through his Machshove and his verbalization. So in the same way as emotion. So he wants the Kikya to become also. And in its essence, he has to formulate it that way. He has to be Tele. He has to be Tele in the Doma Osa. Now, I mentioned that there are two droshes. In explaining the Shiras Rambam, so I mentioned that there are two droshes. One droshe is the Gemara in the second perek. Then the Sifri says, V'isho kitid aneder, achitis levido roshevsh. So the Malbim says that it's the same droshe. So why does the Sifri have to deduce it from Posik Galed when the same din is deduced from Posik Gimel? Alright, so it's a kasha. But this is how the Malbim explained it. I said that the Rambam apparently holds there are two separate aloches. The droshe that the Gemara mentions here, Daf Yudalet, Ishki Yidaneda Vadishem, Achidon Anada, implies that it says to be Gdushos Ibliot. The drosh in Sifri, V'yishokitidaneder, Achitis Lebidobashevsher, that it has to be capable, that the mean has to be capable of Bobby Nedarwinton. Now, the Raibet will soon see, I mean the Raibichite. The Raibichite is not like the Rambam. The Raibet is chilik on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there are two prerequisites. One is that you have to be matvis, bidoboshek, dushose, bidyodom, and the other aloha is, the other prerequisite is that you have to be matvis, bidobo, that is capable of being bobin at our window. Going at the door. So let's say, so Trumo Chalasare is the Shosim Bidyodo. But it, the Rambam says it's not Idomor Anodo because it's not Bobin at our window. But the Rai Vichita is not like that. The Rai Vichita is that there is only one aloha. That there is one or only one. And that is the aloche. That is the aloche of Dushos Ibidion. That's all. And there is no aloche that it has to be capable of being Bobin at the window. So then the kashi. So why is Matvis Bitruma Bitrumo Bchalasare? The neder is not chal. So the Raibit says because it's nichzike. All right, that's what the Raibit says. So the Raibit chiti is that there are no two prerequisites. There is only one prerequisite. Now the question is: so what's the effect of the other droshe of Isha Kitida Neder? So we can say that the Raivet will explain this droshe is a free the way the Malbim does. That this droshe of Isha Kitida Neder Achetisle Vidor Shevsher is managed the identical thing as the droshe of Isha Kitida Neder Adishem Achiyot Belvano. So why we need two droshes? All right, Zikashi, but the Malbim explains it that way, and it's mashma from the Bir Agro that he explains it that way too. I mean, it's not so mifuresh in the Bir Agro. But the Malbim certainly explains it that way. So it's possible, but it's also, there is another terence that the Raibet holds this. Here the Tzipri uses another Roshan. Here the Gemara Daf Yudalet uses the Roshan. There the Gemara, the Sifri, uses the Roshan, Isho Kitida Nedea, Achetisle Bidobashevsha, something else. So according to the Rambam, it means something that is capable, that the mean is capable of being Bobin Edavindok. being bobbin and bobbin. So chatas chilev, so the mean of chatas chilev, he's capable of being bobbin and bobbin. Which chatas? Chatas loza. So according to Rambam, we understand why the Shina Aloshin. But it's possible that the Raivet holds this aloche of Ishki the Neder. Ladishem, Achir Kuvan Odor implies the aloche of Atfose of Chiluv Gdush. This is deduced from Posikim. Then the other droshe that is deduced from Posik Dale, we Ishokisidanedea, Achitislavidoboshev, so is expressive of another aloche, that the other Ikaned, which consists of assering, but he has to spell it out, that he assers it as something that becomes oser through his verbal declaration, through his verbal fight. In other words, that he shouldn't characterize the iser, he shouldn't compare it with the iser of psachazir or psalavele, but he should compare it with the iser that takes effect through the verbal fight of the person. So, when you are matris, in askores, according to Aymed, so then it comes within the aloche of tisle b'davashevshe, not within the aloche of the ranon. You see, this could be the pshat in the other drosha of the Sefri, according to the Aymed. Now, so you can understand the Rashi. As far as the Yisar Neisar is concerned, as far as the Yisar, Rashi says that the Yisar Neisar is a Dovarosa. But the Neisar itself, that's a Dovaranot. So what does it mean? So it means this. Rashi also holds that there are two types of Nidor. There is one Ikaran there that takes effect through Amshoch HaZdushe, through Chiluv Dushe. So only when you are matris in a nisa that emanates from the Gdushe, exclusively from the Gdushe, lau hegdush. So the isa mele, that emanates from the Gdushe. How can it be? So when can it be? If the atfose is how it takes effect by way of chiluv Gdushe, then the isa, then it must be nitves in a nisa that emanates exclusively from Gdush. That's Hegdesh. Masheike, the Yisar of Neser, of course, the Yisar of Neser can only inhere in something that is Kodesh. Something that did not become Kodesh cannot become affected with the Yisar of Neser. But does the Yisar of Neser emanate from the Gdush? On the contrary, the Yisar of Neser emanates from the Chil Gdush. Why? How does the Yisar of Neser originate? Because the person did not deport himself properly. He was supposed to have eaten the Shlomim within the Shnei Yomim Laila Echot, and then he didn't eat it within Shnei Yomim Laila Echot. So Mele, the Yisar does not emanate from the Gdushe. It emanates from the fact that he was Mechalel the Gdushe. How does the Isa Pigla originate? Because of the Machshavas Psul. It doesn't emanate from the Kedushe. So Mele, in order that Atfose should be held by way, Neda should take effect by way of the Kedushe, then you have to be Matfis in a Nisea. Not just in a Nisea, that it inheres in something that is called Kedushe. No, you have to be Matfis in a Nisea that emanates from the Kedushe. But if you are matris in Neser and Pigel, true Neser and Pigel can only exist in Kadesh. But the Yisar of Neser does not emanate from the Hegdesh. It emanates from a certain act, from a certain demeanor, from a certain behavior that is inconsistent with Hegdesh. Because he left it over. Because he had the Machshavas Psul. So Memele, it cannot take effect by way of Chiluv Gdushe. But then there is another Ikar Nedea. The other Ikar Nedea consists in answering it. In answering it through his verbal fight. He just answers it. Because he wants to answer it. But even in that Ikar Nedea, he has to spell it out. He has to formulate it. He has to spell it out, that he asks it so that it should become osa through his word of fire. Not that it should become psachazir, it should become nevenotre. That the Torah did not give the authority to a person to convert something that is not chazir into psachazir. That kind of authority the Torah didn't give a person. But the Torah did give a person the authority to assert something that heretofore was muter, to assert it, to make it a double osir through his verbal fire. So Mimele, he has to spell it out. He has to spell it out that he is assering it so that it should become osir through his verbal fire. So how does he formulate it? By saying, and be tailored in something that becomes osa through verbal fight. So he can answer it, he can say, even though, I mean, there certainly couldn't be any chiluk dushe from the askoras of the sivator upon the kikya, but he is describing the way his own isa, how he's answering it. How he's answering it. So Mimele, as far as the alocheo achetisle vidorosh efsher, this drosh of the Sifri is concerned, so he can describe the Yisr by making it, by drawing an analogy with Pigle itself, Neisr itself. It's not chal by way of chiluk dushe. So, if it has to be chal by way of chiluk dushe, then it has to be nitves in the Yisr of Neisr. And the Yisr of Neisr doesn't emanate from the Kedushin. It exists in something that is Kedush. But it doesn't emanate exclusively from the Kedushin. But he is answering it because on the basis of the other type of Ikan Eder. But even the other type of Ikan Eder, he has to formulate it and he has to spell it out that he is answering it so that it should become also through his verbal fire. So he has to mention something that takes effect only as a result of verbal fire. And the Shem Neisr could not take effect without the verbal fire of the person. So Mimele, so this is what Rashi is saying. So the Gemara is, Rove is trying to deduce from the Mishneh that Bashit Matvis. Because here we say, so here we say that Voneisar Upigl, that is how Voneisar Upigl Achazrikas Domimu, Vachal Dirikas Domimu. Now if we say the Ikreko Matvis, so then he would be Matvis in something that is Heter. But the reason is why it's Oser is because Behashtiko Matvis. And Behashtiko Matvis, so it is Oser. It is something that is Oser. And that Yisr is the result of verbal fire. So it is not considered of the anodo under the aloche of Kihid and Edel Adishem at Yod Bidu Anodo, because there it has to take effect by way of Chiluk Dushe. But it is effective by way of the other aloche, Achetid and Edel, Achetis Lebidu Moshe Efshem. So this is what Rashi says. Heidi koma neisa upigul, lab isa neisa upigul koma, isa ke neisei. Elbe neisa mamesh upigul mamesh. In other words, he is not matviset in the isa of neisa. In the isa of neisa, he couldn't be matviset. Because the isa of neisa does not emanate exclusively from the kdushin of the hedvish, which is affected with the isa of neisa. But he is answering it. Independently, he is not machlif any isa. He is not mamshich any isa from any other object. Upon this kikah. He is just answering this kikah autonomously and independently of any other Yisr. But he wants to describe how he's answering it. So he says, Kineiser, or people, he says, Kikah ze, keze, and that's the Psar Shlomim of Neiser, on people, Achaz Rikas Domim. So he means that this kikah